I grew up, my father was a general contractor, and, you know, so I grew up building and, you know, always working with wood, always being around wood, and, you know, I'm a woodworker myself. I don't get time to do it much anymore, but, you know, I've got this land out here that's heavily wooded, a lot of nice timber on it that we bought back in 98. You know, we moved out here, and, you know, I started putting in some trails and, you know, put in a pond or two and had these nice trees that I'd put on the ground. And, you know, I thought, well, you know, it's a shame to burn these things. So I hauled them to a couple of sawmills and had them sawed into lumber, and I'd watch. And, you know, I was fascinated by it. And, you know, and I thought, well, that's pretty neat. And, you know, and at that point, you know, I was just bringing the lumber back. And, you know, I was sawing it up and just using it for my own personal use. Yeah, I've got a pretty nice woodworking shop, and I kept doing it, and the next thing you know, I had, you know, 10,000 board feet of lumber stacked up out here, and you know, I knew there wasn't no way I was ever going to be able to use all of it, so I took some photos, put it on the internet, and started selling the lumber, you know, and people started buying it, I started selling it, and I thought, well, you know, this is fun too, so I just kept it up, and, you know, and the demand, the calls kept coming in, and, you know, of course, eventually, you know, I only got 54 acres. Eventually, I logged most of mine out, at least the good trees that needed to be harvested, and then, you know, I had a couple guys that was ready to work, and so we decided to buy our own saw and put in a kiln and just start doing it all, and, so, you know, it's kept us busy, and you know, of course, now I'm not really taking any logs off of my place. I'm having them all brought in, but that's kind of how it all got started. Yeah, I've got three or four different loggers that, you know, I work with, and, you know, I'll just call them up and, you know, tell them what I'm in the market for, and sometimes they call me when they're in a different place, you know, and we've moved up a little bit. We've gotten to where we've got them coming in by semi truck load now. I think since the first of the year, I think we've had six, maybe seven semi truck loads of logs brought in. And so you know, we're going through, you know, but I mean, I also get logs. You know, I get a lot of logs from landowners, you know, just property owners, and you know, they'll call me up, and I'll ride out and look at their trees, and they want to take them down themselves, and they want to, you know, a lot of times it's farmers or maybe contractors, and they don't have a lot of work to do during the winter months, so you know, they get a hold of me, and you know, maybe they've got a, you know, 8 or 10 oaks or trees or walnuts or something, and they, you know, they've got some equipment, and they've got a way to take them down and load them and haul them, and you know, that's fine. You know, I buy them from them too, and, you know, pay them a fair price the same as I do the loggers, and, you know, they make, you know, I got to get the logs from somewhere, and sometimes some tree service companies, you know, I maybe get a few from them, not a whole lot. You got to watch those, but, but, you know, as far as, you know, most of the logs are locally. You know, I think the furthest that I've had any logs, you know, trucked in here was probably an hour and a half to 2 hours away. You know, most of the logging sites are, you know, 30 minutes to an hour from me. And occasionally, you know, I may go after a few logs myself. You know, we've got a little logging job that we're gonna go do. You know, it's only about 10 or 12 trees, but they're walnuts. That's the reason why I'm going after them. And then they're not too far away too. They're only about 10 or 15 minutes. So, and we don't get into a lot of that anymore. Well, we prefer to work with the hardwoods. You know, it's a bigger seller. So really, I guess the only true softwood that we really work with is cedar. Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't cut any pine. I mean, there's just in my area, there's not a real big market for pine. I've got a few pine logs out here on the lot that were more or less give to me by one of the loggers just to fill the truck up. You know, we haven't even signed them up yet. So, you know, but I, you know, Cherry, Wallet,